So, John, you want to just tie this together? Because our time really is gone.
I would say he did a beautiful job, but I'm going to also leave it to the man that loves Benaya. Especially being his exercise, he should wrap it up. Yeah.
It is really, I tell you about the mighty man of David, and I want to raise a challenge with you. We read only 7 or 8 verses from the whole thing. Mm. I always challenge myself, I would love to memorize their names. Mm. I really would love to memorize their name, and I always end by Benaiah and then Joriah the Hittite, who's the last one. But it's just a fascinating characters. I mean, I'm sure if I ask you if you could name the players in your favorite football team, you would have no problem telling me the names of those players and their stats and everything. But these are God's record. We said earlier, God takes notes of these names, of these men, and what they have done. And some of them, we don't really read what they did, but God knows, and he just put their names there. This is in West Point, they have a hole there where they have the names of men who have received high honor for valiant in the battlefield and everything. And it's something proud. Sometimes if you go in there and you see a family member of these people, they said, oh, this is my cousin or this is my second cousin or something. Mm-hmm. It's something about that. Here, God is taking very much interest in these men. And he is delighted to put their name in his book. Twice, actually, here and in Second Chronicle. Benaiah was a man who was sold out for David. He served in the time of David. He served in the time of Solomon. And all he did, this is how it is. 2 characters from David. David killed the lion and the bear. David knew what the enemies are all about. Benaiah takes the very same character. As we have heard, Moab speaks of the flesh. And it's all, there is no time to speak about what the flesh is to represent or all of that stuff. Maybe some other time we will talk about that. But that principle inside of me that is opposing to the Spirit of God, that is opposing to God, Benaiah first took care of that. You see, you want to take care of everybody else? No, you start with inside. You have to put the flesh in its place. And you have to let the Spirit of God take over. Benaiah did that. He killed the 2 lions. And then in the time of snow, this is the hardest time to drive a 4-wheel drive. Forget about being on your feet now, killing a lion. In the day of snow. And that lion was very, very hungry because it is the time where you look for food. He was very hungry and he was very angry. But here is the one, I think the verse was quoted earlier, resist the devil and he will flee from you. He would not submit to the wiles of the devil, and he would not let the enemy take hold of him. And then finally, an Egyptian, a big, handsome-looking, tall man, represent the world with all of its attraction. I know about it. He represent the world with all its attraction. And you know what? You might say something, I could handle the flesh. Oh, I could handle the devil. But you know what? How much the world comes and take hold of you and weaken you completely. So the flesh takes over and Satan takes over. The world was, it's a system that's opposing to God. It has its prophets. It has its apostle. It has its religion. It has its intellect. It has its luxury. It has its entertainment. And Benaiah said, I'm taking care of that. Doesn't matter how big, tall, handsome he is, I will take care of him. You know, David made him one of his even closer friend. And when David was gone, Solomon made him his bodyguard also. He is a man who had a place in the time of David. And when Solomon, our true Solomon will come, when the Lord Jesus comes, you know, you and I who have done and lived for him and displayed his character will have a place also at that time. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be a Christian. Mm. It is a wonderful thing to be a good soldier. It's a wonderful thing to wear that stigma and the patch, the cross of the Lord Jesus in a world like that today. It's a wonderful thing to do a lot of works for the delight of the heart of David. One more thing. I want you to count the names of those mighty men. The scripture said there in the last verse, Uriah the Hittite, that's verse 39. And he said, how many? I want you to count them. I want you to count them and tell me what the number is. And then I want to tell you why. Do you know? No?
36.
They are 36. They are 36. These kids were good in my Sunday school class. They were 36. Why?
Put our names.
That's right, Thomas. They are 36. I counted them many, many times, and they are 36. But the scripture said they are 37. You know why? He's leaving room for you and I to put our name there. And you know what? I want to put my name there. In that day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I want the Lord to say, yeah, He displayed my character. He defended my truth. When everybody else fled, He stood for me. Yes, He carried my testimony. Yes, He influenced others for me. Yes, He lived for me. I want the Lord to say that about me. And that's why He's giving me a chance now. He's giving you a chance now to do the same thing. May the Lord help us. Strengthen us. These are real men. In real time. This is not stuff that Star Wars stuff or that junk that they make up. This is real men that have done real stuff. It is written in a real book. And in the end, the reality of it will be displayed in that time. And that's what counts. There will be no time after to do any valiant work. Time is today. Don't waste it and use it for the Lord.